Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by
at Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to lowes.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit lowes.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Geo.
BT, it's out.
Kevin and Tiki.
Keith McPherson, your nighttime host on the fan.
On the fan.
On the fan.
On the fan.
It's WFAN Daily, hosted by Pete Hoffman.
Welcome to another episode of WFAN Daily with your host, Pete Hoffman. You can always follow me at HoffWFAN. And the Yankees did it. They stopped the bleeding. They stopped the losing streak. It stopped at six as they beat up on the A's, or the A's, the Angels, 7-3 on Thursday afternoon. Meanwhile, the Mets did what they do in Atlanta, and that is lose miserably. They were actually up 1-0. They had the lead in this game on Thursday night. They were up 1-0. Ronnie Mauricio drives in the only run the Mets score. And Clay Holmes goes, 4 2/3, walks in the game-winning run, basically, and the rest is history. As Gary Cohen put it, Huascar Brazoban is here to rescue the day. All he was rescuing was, I don't even know, because he just walked another guy in, and then he gave up in the 2/3 of innings he pitched, he gave up 4 runs. It was brutal. It was disgusting. And the Mets have hit a lull right now where this is why a lot of Yankee fans, I think, were nervous about that 6-game skid as well. The Yankees and Mets are very similar in this way. When they are bad, they're terrible. And you can live with it during the regular season right now, right? Like, we're sitting here, it's June 19th, 20th, depending on when you're listening or watching this podcast. And yeah, the Mets and Yankees are both in first place. Now the Mets are tied in first place with the Phillies, but the Yankees are still in first place. So everything is looking good. It's looking perfect. It's looking like, hey, whatever. Let these games go by. They'll have their own winning streak come soon enough, and everything will be fine. But the problem is that come playoff time, this type of play pops up. You've seen it before with the Yankees. You've seen it before when Aaron Judge isn't hitting. The Yankees kind of they don't have those big hits in them if it's not for Giancarlo Stanton, right? Like, we've seen this over and over and over. Juan Soto, who was a catalyst, was a key part to the Yankees last year in the playoffs, isn't there anymore for the Yankees. So you have to rely on Judge, but he's not always at his best in the playoffs. So you can see that the struggles are still here, right? Like, if Aaron Judge had a – and listen, he's struggling. No matter what Aaron Boone wants to say, Aaron Judge is struggling. He did get a double, so he got off the schneid with that. But up until he was like 2 for 29 or something like that at one point in time, up until that double, he's been really bad. And when you look at Aaron Judge and you focus on, well, he's got to hit in order for this team to hit, that's not going to win them ball games in the playoffs. If you told me that he was 2 for 29 and yet Paul Goldschmidt was still hitting and Cody Bellinger picked it up and Jason Dominguez picked it up and Anthony Volpe did something a little bit here or there, you know, if you told me that those guys were hitting, even though Aaron Judge was silent, then I'd say, you know what? I'm not as worried. I'm not as scared going into the playoffs. But if he's not hitting, the team's not hitting. And that's the biggest problem with the Yankees. That really is. Pitching's been pretty good. You know, even Carlos Rodon had a shaky start that he didn't have his best stuff. But only gave up 3 runs, enough to win the game. And that's all that matters. 6 innings. I'm going to sneeze. Holy crap. Bless me. 6 innings. 3 runs, that's good enough. And honestly, that's when you think about what it comes down to as a starting pitcher. If you can give them 6 innings and you only give up 3 runs, that's perfect. That keeps the team in the game. Same thing with the Mets. If you looked at the Mets last night, now they weren't going to score runs anyway, so it really didn't make a difference what happened. But the game, if it was still 3-1 going into the 7th, 8th, maybe even the 9th, you say, okay, maybe somebody's got something left to take. Maybe somebody's got a hit left in that bat. But once that game gets blown out.
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Gets blown up and it's 7-1. The game's over. And we sit here and watch these teams every single day. And right now the Mets are at this place where they are just lifeless. And that's the thing that's worse about. I might have tweeted some things out there that were a little bit outrageous, but like, yeah, it does kind of kill the season when there's a 6-game skid and the team is completely dead playing 6 games. Right? Like if there was a little fight here or there, if they lost a gut-wrenching loss, which they did, they lost a walk-off on Tuesday. But if all of the games were like that, if all the games were tight and you lost 6 in a row, I'd say, you know what? You're going to lose games. You're right. But they got their ass whooped in Atlanta. The Mets got their ass whooped. They never had a chance. They had that they were up 4-1, and that was it. That was their one and only opportunity to win a game or take charge of the series. And forget about it. Once that lead went away, once the 8th inning happened and the lead went away and Braves walk it off, the next 2 games, the Mets were already dead. And that can't happen. But it can in the playoffs. And that's a concern. The Braves still own the Mets. I mean, we if you listen to the Rico Bronin just a little while ago, which is another podcast to do with Evan Roberts, they just continued that Braves own the Mets. End of story. It doesn't change. The 161 doesn't change anything. It was a good win for the Mets, but it doesn't change a thing. The Braves still beat the crap. That was an outlier. That one game was an outlier. Everything else is all coming up Braves. I'll tell you that much. But listen, we'll dive into a little bit more. I don't want to sit here and dog on the Mets as much as I really want to. So what I'm going to do is, because tomorrow or today, depending on when you listen to this, Fanatics Fest. It's all weekend long. It's at Javits Center. I cannot wait. I didn't get to go last year. I unfortunately missed it. But now I'm going to be there 2 days. I'm going to be there Friday with BT and Sal, 10 to 2. But I'm also going to be there 10:30 a.m. with Evan Roberts for the Rico Bronya podcast. And Carlos Mendoza will be there. Now, as I did yesterday on the podcast, I was given a box of Topps Series 1 2025 cards. Okay. This is a hobby box. All right. So I guess it's a little bit upper echelon. I don't know. That being said, though, was given it. Michael Rubin gave this to Sal Licata. Sal Licata gave it to me, and I am just going to on these dailies that I do, I might as well just do a pack, open a pack, see how it goes. See, it's brand new. It's not open yet. I'm going to open it in front of you. All right. Excuse me. I sneezed before and it just ruined my life. Now, we'll talk about the games more. Let's see what else is frustrating to you or to myself. I mean, listen, the fact that Francisco Lindor didn't get a hit this series kind of sucked. That was pretty terrible. Is that the end of the world? No, I mean, listen, he's still one of those guys that he's going to have these series. He's still not perfect. But it is you can see now that Francisco Lindor is very reminiscent of Aaron Judge. If he's not hitting, then the Mets aren't responding. The Mets aren't hitting either. It's just amazing how he is the tone setter. Aaron Judge is the tone setter for the Yankees. Francisco Lindor is the complete tone setter for the Mets. The Mets bats have been dead. And Lindor, unfortunately, was the ultimate culprit this time around on, oh, we got a gold card. I don't know if that means anything at all. All right, first guy up is Jake Irvin. I know him. He's had some solid seasons here and there, and I think he's had some good games against the Mets, so that sucks. This is we got a Chris Sale, who's an ass, Zach Wheeler, who we miss, and a manga for the ERA leaders. Okay, well, that's a depressing card. Cedric Mullins, who could be the new center fielder for the New York Mets, if that's what they choose to trade for, which I don't want to see that happen. Tanner Bibby, which I don't really know how he's doing this year, but good for him. None of these cards are special right now, so don't get too excited. O'Neill Cruz, I think he's highly overrated, but he hits the ball very, very hard. We got Hurston Waldrop. I don't even know, but he's a Brave. We should burn this card right now. Jake Cave, oh, one of the old-timers. He's been hanging around for a long, long time, Jake Cave. You can see it in the beard, in the salt and pepper beard? Yeah, there you go. CJ Abrams. Okay. All right. We got one of the other special cards again, too. The Scooble Blanco and Valdez ERA. Didn't we just get that? Didn't we just have the ERA leaders? Oh, that was right. That was the NL. This is the AL. How about that? Okay. We got Rozel Iglesias. Why couldn't we see him this week? Why couldn't we see Rozel Iglesias blow up this week, right? Like, he's been terrible. He's had, I think, four or five blown saves this season for the Braves. How come he couldn't get into a game versus the Mets? Oh, because they couldn't score runs and keep up. That's right. Ah, that's how that goes. Okay, these last two cards, we got two cards left. Again, nothing really big yet. There is actually an autograph card in there somewhere, I think. It says it. It says one autograph or relic card. I think that means that there's something of value here. These two are not them. But we got a, I guess, gold-plated. Oh, this is numbered. 404 to 2025. That is a Zach Wheeler. It's probably like a dollar. And then we got a good old Francisco Lindor. What a nice guy. Francisco Lindor, who went 0 for 11. So, listen. I can't sit there and vent about the Mets and the Yankees after another bad loss by the Mets, because I feel like I'm just going to do that over and over and over. It's bothersome that they were so bad. It's good that the Yankees stopped the skid. The whole point, though, is that these two teams are going to be around in the playoffs. They're going to be around in the top of their division all season long. It would suck if the Mets couldn't win the division because of this six-game stretch right here. And the problem where I don't really see it so much with the Yankees at the moment, but the problem I have with the Mets is there's no hope in sight. They got Blade Tidwell coming up on Friday. Blade Tidwell's coming up on Friday to play the Phillies. That's not going to end well for Blade Tidwell and the Mets. You just know he's going to get blown up. So if you lose this series in Philadelphia, we're talking, even if you win one game, if you're lucky to win one game, you're talking about one out of the last nine games you're winning. You're 1-8. You've lost a lot of ground. The Phillies are now in front. Then you get the Braves again on Monday. it's just a bad stretch. It was a disappointing three-game sweep in Atlanta, but what's more disappointing is the next six games, what they have in front of them, it's not going to be easy. That's the problem that I have. Now, the Yankees have the Baltimore Orioles, who you could say what you want. Baltimore hasn't been that great this season. They had to fire their manager, but they've been getting better lately. They still don't have the pitching. So I expect Aaron Judge and crew to open up those bats Friday night just to take off and just tear up the Baltimore pitching. It better because you need to see more offense, more life, especially out of Aaron Judge. You want to see him get back on track. And this is somebody who's going to win the Triple Crown this year. Like Kyle Riley, I understand he's got 27 home runs. That's a great story. Aaron Judge is going to blow him out of the water eventually. You can't and I say this about Shohei Ohtani too. Like, if he's going to start to pitch now more, his numbers offensively are going to take a hit. It's just going to happen. Whether it's because he gets hurt and he's unable to hit and the numbers just aren't in bulk like you'd like to see. Like, I mean, obviously, you expect Shohei Ohtani to hit 50 home runs, right? Well, if he's hurt, he can't do that. Or it's just the wear and tear in the body, and maybe there is a nagging injury that's going to bother him. A catcher just can't sustain that level of dominance. It's just not in his cards. So no matter what, Cal's going to be up there, but Judge is going to overtake the home runs. He's still up there in batting average, even though that's dipping, and Jack Wilson is right there. That talk about a guy doesn't take walks, just constantly swings the bats. So that's his biggest – Judge's biggest competition is in Sacramento with the Athletics shortstop, Jack Wilson. Is he shortstop? I think he is. Either way, he's just a hitter. He's a free swinger. He makes contact, and he gets on base because he hits the ball, doesn't walk. That's going to be Judge's competition all year long with batting average. I think there's a hot streak coming very soon. I don't know if he'll get back to 400. I don't see that happening, but I still think that Aaron Judge will be sitting around 375 for a nice amount of time this season. And then RBI title, that's just going to come. You know, when he hits home runs, he's going to be piling up RBIs. So Aaron Judge, I'm not worried about. It's bound to happen. It's bound that he takes over the Triple Crown, and that's going to be exciting. Watch that. Those are the things. Like, we sit there and talk about, like, how important are the individual records. I'll tell you, in a season when the expectations are playoffs or World Series, the individual records are kind of what keep you going on. Like, I was hoping that Pete Alonso would keep up with that MVP type of feel and have that MVP type of a chase going on with him. I know he's got 10 home runs till he breaks the record for most home runs as a Met. That's cool too. Like, I'm fine with that. I'm excited for that stuff. Those type of things are cool. Like, Juan Soto just got his 1,000th hit of his career. That's great. Guess what? He's going to hit about 2,000 more with the Mets. That's cool. I mean, we're very far away from that, but that's cool. That's good things to look forward to. But for now, I mean, you don't want them to win. It's more important to win games than anything else, but the accolades during the regular season, whether it doesn't make a difference, trophies, you still want them to win a World Series at the end of the day. I'm not saying it's better than, but it is fun to watch. And Aaron Judge, all season long, I think that's the only way that you're going to really pay attention to Aaron Judge is the Triple Crown race. If it's just about home runs, I think that's already passed. Like, he's going to have to get to 60 before we really – or 55 and with like a month to go before we really start to be like, oh, cool, Aaron Judge is good, may be able to set another record this year with home runs. As far as, though, the Triple Crown goes, I think that's something that we'll watch all season long. And the more that he's at the top, the more we'll talk about it and actually appreciate Aaron Judge, what he's doing this season. Because up until we really start talking about the Triple Crown, what Aaron Judge has done, we've kind of ignored. So I think that we do have to highlight Aaron Judge a little bit more than we do. All right, listen, Fanatics Fest all weekend long. I hope to see you there. Say what's up. BT and Sal tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. I'll be there. Evan and Tiki will be there afterwards. The podcast will be there as well. Evan's doing his podcast on Saturday. I know BT's doing his podcast on Sunday. Then he's doing a live show. Sal's doing a live show on Saturday. We're all out there at Fanatics Fest. It's going to be awesome, and I hope to see you guys there at the Javits Center. Thanks again for watching, listening, subscribing. If you don't, please do hit me up at HoffWFAN on social media, or like or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Odyssey app is the easiest one, but if not, anywhere you get your podcasts or listen to your podcast, just go subscribe there. You'll find WFAN Daily with Pete Hoffman. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you guys. And by the way, if you missed it, I pulled another pack like I did yesterday. I got the Juan Soto Grapefruit League from yesterday, but these are the better cards, the Zach Wheeler. It is numbered. I don't know what it does, though. I'm not saying it does anything. It just sits there. But I don't know what that means that it's numbered. I got to read more into it. And then you got the Francisco Lindor regular card. All right. Thank you very much for watching. I'll check you guys out later. See ya.